Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Career and Family Women's Century-Long Journey Toward Equity is a nonfiction work of economic history and gender analysis by Claudia Golden, a leading labor economist and Nobel laureate. The book examines how college-educated women in the United States have navigated the tension between paid work and family life over the past century. Rather than treating the gender wage gap as a simple story of individual choice or overt bias alone, Golden shows how labor market structures, professional norms, and household responsibilities have interacted to shape women's options. A central concern is why progress toward equality has been real yet incomplete, especially for dual-career couples. The book is grounded in Golden's long research career and uses historical patterns, economic reasoning, and social context to explain how women's ambitions changed across generations and why the workplace still rewards forms of availability that conflict with caregiving. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a century of changing trade-offs between careers, marriage, and children. Golden organizes the book around the long historical shift in women's life paths, showing that the meaning of equality changed across generations. Early in the 20th century, many educated women had to choose between career and family. Later cohorts faced different combinations of jobs, marriage, and childbearing, with some prioritizing employment first and others delaying careers or family formation. This generational framing matters because it shows that progress was not linear. New opportunities emerged, but each period also created fresh constraints. By tracing these shifts, Golden demonstrates that women's choices were always made inside social and economic structures rather than in a vacuum. The historical approach also clarifies why college education alone did not eliminate inequality. Education expanded access to work, but it did not automatically resolve the deeper conflict between professional ambition and caregiving. The book uses this century-long perspective to argue that equity requires more than legal access. It requires a system in which family life and career development are not set up as mutually exclusive paths. Secondly, why greedy work keeps reproducing the gender gap. One of the book's most important ideas is greedy work, a term Golden uses for jobs that pay disproportionately more when workers can stay available for long hours. Unpredictable schedules, weekend work, and last-minute commitments. This mechanism helps explain why wage inequality persists even when employers do not openly discriminate. In many high-paying professions, compensation is tied not only to skill or output, but also to temporal flexibility and continuous presence. That structure penalizes workers who absorb more caregiving responsibilities, which still tends to be women. Golden's argument is powerful because it shifts attention from attitudes to incentives. The problem is not simply that employers undervalue women in the abstract. It is that labor markets reward a worker model that fits poorly with family life. As a result, women and men may start careers on similar footing and then diverge sharply after childbirth or caregiving demands increase. The concept of greedy work links the wage gap, promotion gap, and family gap into one structural explanation, showing how labor market design itself shapes gender inequality. Thirdly, couple equity and the hidden cost of specialization at home. Golden extends the analysis beyond individual women to the household, arguing that true gender equity depends on how couples divide paid and unpaid labor. The book shows that even highly educated pairs often drift towards specialization, with one partner stepping back from career intensity to manage family needs while the other advances in a more demanding job. This arrangement may maximize household income in the short term, but it can create large long-term disparities in earnings, influence, and bargaining power. Golden treats this as a structural issue rather than a private failure. The household is shaped by the same labor market incentives that reward one partner for being continuously available. The result is that family equity and workplace equity are tightly linked. If caregiving remains undervalued and inflexible employment remains highly rewarded, couples face strong pressure toward unequal arrangements. The book therefore argues that gender equity cannot be measured only by counting women in the labor force. It must also account for who absorbs the costs of children, elder care, and domestic coordination, and how those costs affect both partners over time. Fourthly, the pandemic as a stress test for work-family inequality. Golden uses the COVID-19 era as a revealing test of how fragile progress toward equity can be. The pandemic intensified the burdens of caregiving as schools and childcare systems shut down, and women often carried a disproportionate share of the resulting domestic work. That disruption made existing inequalities more visible because it forced families to confront how much careers depend on external support structures such as childcare, schooling, and predictable schedules. At the same time, the crisis also highlighted the potential of remote and flexible work, which could reduce some of the penalties attached to geographic proximity and rigid hours. Golden does not treat the pandemic as a simple setback or a simple advance. Instead, she uses it to show that technology can either reinforce inequality or weaken it, depending on how work is organized. The lesson is that flexibility only helps if it is built into institutional practice, rather than treated as an exceptional accommodation. The pandemic therefore becomes evidence for Golden's larger claim gender equity depends on redesigning work, not just on changing expectations for women. Lastly, policy. Caregiving and the limits of anti-discrimination alone. A major contribution of the book is its argument that anti-discrimination law, while necessary, is insufficient by itself. Golden insists that the roots of inequality are embedded in work structures, compensation systems, and the low social valuation of caregiving. This means that fair treatment in hiring cannot fully solve a problem created by jobs that reward uninterrupted availability and penalize family responsibilities. The book therefore points toward broader institutional change, including more flexible schedules, better support for caregiving, and a rethinking of what counts as productive labor. Golden's emphasis on caregiving is especially important because it reframes care as an economic issue, not merely a private or moral one. That move allows the reader to see why policy debates about parental leave, childcare, and work design are central to gender equity. It also makes the book relevant beyond academic economics, because it connects workplace organization to family well-being and social fairness. Golden's framework is distinctive because it does not stop at diagnosing bias. It asks what kinds of institutions would actually make equality feasible in ordinary life. In conclusion, Career and Family is best suited for readers who want a serious, evidence-based account of gender inequality, especially students and general readers interested in labor economics, women's history, family policy, and workplace design. Policymakers, employers, and readers thinking about their own career-family trade-offs will also find it useful because it explains why inequality persists even in environments that appear more equal than before. The book stands out from many books on women and work because it is not mainly a celebration of progress or a polemic against discrimination. Instead, it offers a structural analysis of how labor markets, household specialization, and caregiving expectations interact over time. Golden's historical scope gives the book unusual depth, while her concept of greedy work gives it a memorable and practical explanatory tool. Its strength is that it connects personal experience to economic incentives without reducing one to the other. Readers come away with a clearer understanding of why equality has advanced but still falls short, and why real change requires altering how work is rewarded and how care is valued. If you would like to support Claudia Golden, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.